It is Thursday, January 10th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And with us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Martin Brown. She's features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Okay, rise from your couch.
Uh-huh.
I know it's January and we want to cave.
Yes.
But rise from your couch and go to the Art Center of the Ozarks tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a fascinating art exhibit, installation, multimedia thing going on there. And there's a reception from 6 to 8.
What is this thing?
The thing is called White River Memoirs.
Mm-hmm.
And a gentleman named Chris Engholm decided he was going to do the history of the White River. And he got in with Alan Lord of the Shiloh Museum, and they made a plan that he was going to do oral histories along the White River.
Oh.
And he thought he would float it because that's what you should do. So he's done like 550 miles of the White River. And along the way, he's met artists and writers and photographers who have spent their life capturing the White River.
So he just pulls over and asks people questions?
He cheats. He has a follow boat, too.
No.
But
and then,
he's
of course,
been camping and doing the thing on the White River.
And floating the White River now is a little bit more difficult than it was 60 years ago because you got these dams in the way.
But he found great photos and things like that that date back to when people lived on houseboats and fished the White River.
Really?
And they're going to have a boat as part of the exhibition and video as part of the exhibition. And then there will be a book, which was the deal with the Shiloh Museum, like a spiral-bound book of these oral histories he's captured.
And where is this gentleman from?
He is now living in Northwest Arkansas.
Okay.
He was a California.com developer and has done so many things and came here with his wife after they'd been in South America studying the Mayan culture.
Wow.
He's really interesting. And the exhibit will be really interesting. There's also an exhibit of oil paintings by Deirdre West that will be up in the other Art Center of the Ozarks Gallery. And they'll be up through January 25th. But if you want to go to the reception, there will be many interesting people there. He has photos by Don House as part of the exhibit, photos by other people from downstate who shot closer to the turn of the 20th century. Really interesting.
Yeah,
6 to 8 o'clock tonight.
Grew up a stone's throw from the White River.
I know.
Yeah.
And, of course, Catch Me If You Can continues tonight at the Walton Arts Center. 7 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, 2 and 8 on Saturday, and 2 and 7:30 on Sunday.
Thank you, Becca.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Hello, this is Robert Ginsberg, your host for the Saturday edition of Shades of Jazz, every Saturday from 10 p.m. till 1 a.m. This week on the show, we'll hear music from the great drummer Tony Williams and singer Jackie Ryan. We'll also hear from tenor saxophonist Ike Quebec, pianist Chick Corea, and much, much more. That's the Saturday edition of Shades of Jazz at 10 p.m.